Texte numéro 50. Monsieur Made in France discards foreign goods in name of patriotism. It must have seemed a great idea over a couple of Belgian beers and a glass of scotch while listening to David Bowie. Then the furniture removers arrived at Benjamin Carl's Paris flat and out went everything foreign made, including the fridge, washing machine, most of his clothing and his British-made bicycle, leaving Benjamin, 25, with an old table, a chair and a second-hand wardrobe. Since May, this young documentary maker has become Monsieur Made in France for a television documentary to be screened next spring about the difficulties of consuming exclusively French products. The idea was inspired by the political debate during the 2012 presidential election, which reached a high point when Arnaud Montebourg, the socialist minister for industrial renewal, posed in a natty Breton T-shirt to praise buying French as a way of supporting French industry. "It's quite hard not having a washing machine," he says, but he insists the experiment has a serious point. "I'm not particularly patriotic, and I'm not at all nationalistic. Like many young people, my cultural influences are mostly Anglo-American. It's an experiment, but it's harder than you'd think," Carl says. "I thought I'd have some small electrical things, but I discovered they were all made in China. I don't have a fridge, so I'm only eating fruit and vegetables that are grown in France, so they're in season." Carl admits the experiment has made him think about how people consume. "We've totally lost the idea of seasonal products. We think it's normal to have tomatoes in March. It's made me think, and I do have the impression, that I'm supporting employment in France. It's a similar feeling to buying fair trade products." On a wage of €1,800 a month, he cannot afford to replace everything the removal men took. "It's slightly more expensive to buy French. There's a reason things made in China are so cheap, and that's low wages. But it does take a lot more time finding French-made things." Carl says the government needs to do more to support domestic industry, particularly the manufacture of textiles, as they have done with the French car industry for the last 20 years, and persuade French companies to keep or return production to France. There isn't anything he particularly craves, though he misses HP Sauce, David Bowie and Scotch whiskey. "But wait, what's that iPhone doing on the table? While I'm researching the documentary, I have to keep my phone and computer. But for the last 2 months, I will give them up. I've no idea how I'm going to communicate with people," he says. Adapted from The Guardian, September 2013.